Chapter 6. Listening Activity 3. Listen to Wendy's letter twice and fill in the gaps. Then answer the questions. Match the numbers with the letters.
Dear Mother and Father, we are prisoners of Captain Hook. We are on his big pirate ship. There are 20 bad pirates. It is very cold at night. John is brave, but Michael is crying. We are very scared because we must walk the plank at midnight. There's a big crocodile waiting for us in the water. John, Michael and I love you very much. Your daughter, Wendy.
Fairies. Who are fairies? Some people say that fairies are little people with wings. They live in the forest, in trees, in flowers, and in gardens. There are good and bad fairies. Fairies are magic. They can do good things and bad things. Fairies are part of the British, Irish, Northern European, Scandinavian, and Old Celtic cultures. There are many stories about fairies. Some are called fairy tales. In Peter Pan, Tinkerbell is Peter's fairy. The fairies of Neverland are Peter's friends. In Pinocchio, there is a kind fairy called the Blue Fairy. She always helps Pinocchio. In Cinderella, a fairy godmother is Cinderella's good friend. There are fairies in one of William Shakespeare's plays, too. In A Midsummer Night's Dream, Oberon and Titania are the king and queen of the fairies. American and British children believe in the tooth fairy. When a child's tooth falls out, he, she, puts it under the pillow and goes to sleep. During the night, the tooth fairy takes the tooth and puts money or sweets under the pillow. The next morning, the child finds the surprise and is very happy. Dr. W. Evans Wentz is an expert of Celtic myths. He says fairies exist, but they are invisible. What do you think? What do your classmates think?